What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, what is hot in the market right now?
Right now, I would say, you know, the markets that are hot, or at least that are showing, you know, at least the upper end of the ranges, continue to be the cattle, the live cattle, the feeder cattle market. Live cattle were steady last week. Feeder cattle did post some gains. The New World screwworm is helping support the market, as it's only going to look at maybe tighten supplies a little bit more. The other big market that we continue to watch is the stock market. The Dow, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ all up in their upper end of their trading ranges, mainly because of the idea that we're going to possibly see a end to the conflict in Iran, as now it looks like a memorandum of understanding is possibly going to be signed on Friday.
So we look then at the growing list of what's not hot.
That's exactly right. You know, we put all the grains in that. As you know, right now, as of last week, you know, the soft red, the Chicago wheat, the Kansas City wheat, the corn have all turned to be, you know, the funds have turned to be short that market. They're still long soybeans and Minneapolis wheat, but we continue to see good growing conditions. Crude oil continues to get hammered. That's in the not hot category, as well as all of the grains. So favorable weather, no non-threatening weather out in the marketplace as well, adding to that selling pressure.
That's a look at what's hot, what's not in the market with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.